Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Merle Haggard Week wrapping up today on The Drive. That's The Way Love Goes by the great Merle Haggard. Richard Justice joins us from MLB.com. He's a columnist. He'll be busy here in the next few days at the winter meetings out in Las Vegas. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
We're happy to have you on. We appreciate your time as always. We expect a lot of happenings in Las Vegas coming up the next few days. I wanted to start with the Cardinals. You know that's the team I follow. Paul Goldschmidt, now a Cardinal. We were talking earlier in the show, he's going to cost around $15 million next year before he becomes eligible for free agency. At the same time, Marcell Ozuna becomes eligible. Any chance in your mind the Cardinals will just go all in and still try to sign Bryce Harper?
I don't think so. I think right now the focus is a left-handed bat on the bench and maybe another reliever, but I think the lineup that they have, the eight that you could project as their lineup, will be that lineup on opening day. You know, you never say never in free agency, but I think that's the plan right now.
Well, you've just doused my fire, but that's
okay. I tried to tell him, Richard, but he wouldn't listen to me. I'm glad that you've provided a little more authority on that subject.
Well, you know, Goldschmidt is a really good player. I mean, he really changes that lineup. So you're going to have a full year of Bader. You're going to have Tyler O'Neill in a variety of roles. You know, if Dexter Fowler and Ozuna can be what they were projected to be, things are pretty good. The Cardinals have a deep pitching staff. They have a lot of young pitchers. I just think they're in a good spot now. The Cubs have gotten worse since the end of the season. The Brewers have some work to do, but I would say the Brewers probably are still favorites. I mean, the Brewers won 96, the Cubs won 95. So there was some ground to make up. Paul Goldschmidt helps them make some of that up.
So I guess I'll ask you about the team I follow before we move on to more relevant things. But Cleveland, it looks like they're trying to sort of rebuild on the fly. They've said we've got Lindor, we've got Ramirez in their primes. They just extended Carlos Carrasco, and it seems like everyone else is expendable to some degree. Is that an approach that can work? And how much activity do you think they'll be involved in next week?
Well, they're going to be one of the teams to watch because I think they're probably going to trade Corey Kluber. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Dodgers? Does that mean Yankees, Phillies? I don't know. Nationals are another possibility. But I think that's the way they're going. You know, they're in a position to manage the payroll. As you look at what's happened to the franchise the last 5 years, as the wins have gone up, the attendance has not gone up. And so they have some difficult decisions to make. You know, it's Kluber or Bauer to trade. And I think based on efficiency, dollars per inning and all that, Corey Kluber, as difficult as it would seem to be the logical guy to go. But they still win they're still going to win the American League Central. And they do a good job of evaluating other people's players. So, you know, I think they, you know, right now you keep that rotation. You have Carrasco, Bauer, Clevinger. They got a couple of guys in the minor leagues.
Bieber.
Like a lot. I don't know, you know, where they're at with Danny Salazar right now. But with Han and Simber and Nick Goody, they probably need another reliever.
Richard Justice with us, MLB.com. National League East has gone bonkers already. Is that gonna continue at the winter meetings with those four teams kind of jockeying for position?
Yeah, the number one team to watch is Philadelphia. Now, the Mets, you know, it's fine to be all in. You trade a bunch of prospects. You trade a small money for big money and age. You're all in. So the Mets have to do something about their catching. They have to do more with their bullpen. But you get Robbie Cano and you get Edwin Diaz, you're headed upward. The Nationals are the favorites right now. They have had a great offseason. Two relievers, two catchers, and a pitcher. They want to go out and get one more starting pitcher. They're in a very, very good spot. So I still think they want to do one more. And I think the Braves still are not done. They want a corner outfielder. And if they could go get a number one starter, Corey Kluber, Dallas Keuchel, they would do that.
Is there another team under the radar? We know Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, Braves, you know, the teams you've mentioned, big market, always going to be involved in things like this.
Right.
Is there a team, I've read Tampa might have some aces up its sleeve, literally or figuratively. Is that a team to watch potentially?
Yeah. Tampa only has about $32 million. If you take their team that they have right now on the roster, that would cost about $32 million on opening day. So they have lots of money to spend. They're looking at Nelson Cruz. They would like to trade for Trevor Bauer, Madison Bumgarner. They're in a position to think big. The Dodgers are maybe the most interesting team. Well, the Phillies are the most interesting team because they say, you know, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to go out and do something. The Dodgers, you know, as I count, the Dodgers have 6 or 7 starting pitchers, 8 starting outfielders. They don't have to do anything, but they have the flexibility. They're at $190 million. They want to stay under, I think it's 206 or 209 is the luxury tax threshold. And so they do have a little flexibility. They're rattling the sabers about Bryce Harper. I don't know, unless they can trade Puig, I don't know that they're going to do that. And since Andrew Friedman got there, they haven't signed any 9-figure contracts. So we'll see about that.
Richard Justice with us. So let's get back to the Phillies because their owner talked earlier this winter about spending money in a quote-unquote stupid way. I don't think he meant unintelligent. I just meant they're going to spend a lot of money. Is there a chance in your mind still that both Harper and Machado end up in Philadelphia?
Yep. And they still want a starting pitcher, too. They're going to get a starting pitcher. They were all over Patrick Corbin, as the Yankees were, you know, the Nationals. It's weird, you know, how much different the market is this year than last year. Last year, teams were sitting back. But there is so much competition for starting pitching. And you have the Nationals, the Braves, the Astros still want a starting pitcher. But the Phillies fantasy world would be sign Harper, sign Machado, and 2 years you add Mike Trout, and you have a super team. And, you know, given their TV revenues, given the fact that that's the kind of city where when you're going good, you sell every seat. They can do that. But, you know, I think they're going to do both. You know, you have the Yankees lurking around on Machado. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be a good winner to be the one of those guys. I don't know if you heard, but the Nationals owner went on the radio today, Mark Lerner, and said, basically, I think he said, I don't know if he confirmed the number. They appear to have offered Bryce Harper 10 years at $300 million, and they didn't get it done. And he said, I think they're prepared to move on. Now, I don't know if that's him sending a message to Scott Boras like, hey, two can play that game. You know, you're not going to shop us all. You know, we're not going to hold us hostage. We have things to do. We have a team that can win the World Series. But we're not going to sit around all winter waiting on you.
I want to ask you, Richard, about the other team in Ohio, the Reds. They've been linked to A.J. Pollock. I think even one of the Indian starters they'd be interested in, too. Is that a team that could improve? They seem to be on the cusp of being good, but they're in a really tough division.
I agree with you. They're on the cusp of being good. I think they're going to go out and get to – well, you know, I say this about everybody. They're not – everybody's – not going to go out and get 2 starting pitchers, but that's their plan, and they have some prospects to trade. Do I think they would trade Suarez or Scooter Jeanette? I don't think so, but when you look at their team and you watch them play every day with Votto and Winker and Schebler and Suarez, Barnhart, that's a good team. You know, they have a great closer in Iglesias. So what they need, you know, the plan last year was DeScalafani, Homer Bailey. Coming back, Homer did not bounce back. They just need starting pitching.
We know the Houston Astros are a team you're associated with, having live in Houston and covered that team for a long time. They're always one of the most aggressive teams, yet this year it really hasn't happened yet. What do you think the Astros are going to do to make some things turn a little bit?
Yeah, not yet. You know, they've cast a wide net. They have attempted to get Realmuto from the Marlins. They were in on Goldschmidt, who's from my neighborhood here. They were interested in James Paxton, but they have taken the position that we're not going to be like some clubs, Cubs, that win a World Series and then you look up one day and you don't have a farm system and you're not in position to do anything. So they've just said there are guys we're not going to trade. What's their number one need? I think it would be a designated hitter. Their designated hitters weren't good last year. And there's going to be a big turnover. I think the team, the 25 guys that were on the team that won the World Series last year, I think 10 of them are now gone from the organization. So that tells you how much churn you have. So in a perfect world, they have their top two prospects, a pitcher named Forrest Whitley and an outfielder named Kyle Tucker, would just slide into spots. Colin McHugh goes back into the rotation. I think they have some interest in Nelson Cruz as the DH. I think they have some interest in bringing Charlie Morton back to the rotation. Charlie's got to go shop around and see if he can get a multi-year deal. I think the Astros looked at him as a one-year deal plus an option. So he was so good here, and he likes it here so much. I think it might happen, but, you know, he's from the Delaware, Maryland area, so the Phillies and Nationals would certainly make some sense for him too.
So we're getting in here in Wichita the AAA team for the Marlins in 2020. They're hard to follow because they just don't do much. But again, in a really almost impossible division, can they make strides within the next couple of years? Their farm system has improved. Will the major league product improve in any near future?
Yeah, they're doing it the right way. I mean, if you're going to tear it down, tear it down. You know, they're throwing those young guys out there, Sierra and Brinson and Dean and Riddle. And just letting them play. Brian Anderson had a great year last year. What do they need? I mean, I hope they're not overplaying their hand on JT Realmuto. He might. I don't know if he's the best catcher in the game, but he's in the conversation. And you can get, I'm sure you can get two prospects for him. But in talks with some teams like the Braves, the Nationals, the Astros, they haven't been able to get what they want. And so, you know, if you're the Astros, you're going to just check to your next option. So if Madison Bumgarner is going to be traded, we're going to be in on that. You know, if James Paxton is going to be traded, we want to be in on that. There is a point where you've shopped the guy for 18 months and you said, look, this is the offer for him. But they are loaded. I bet their AAA team will be interesting to watch because they have a lot of young kids. You know, the thing about this, the way the Mariners are going about it is, it's pretty fun as a baseball fan to watch. Watching young kids play who can get better, who are busting their butts and happy to be there and all that. And ultimately, you know, you take it year by year as you start to identify the foundational pieces on which you can build.
Richard Justice with us. Before we let you go, Richard, got to ask you about the Royals. We don't expect them to do a whole lot in Las Vegas, but who knows? Maybe they could make a deal. I know they're interested in free agent Billy Hamilton to cover that vast center field at Kauffman Stadium. I continue to believe that they've got a very marketable piece in Whit Merrifield, but it appears they're going to hang on to him. Is that the right move in your estimation?
You know, well, I would like to see, you know, it's a tough market for second basemen. There are a lot of second basemen. Who's out there? Daniel Murphy, right. LeMahieu, Neil Walker. I'm missing some guys. But I agree with you. He is that value type, that Ben Zobrist, Marwin Gonzalez type that can play all over the field. They're in that position, you know, where they're going to put like Phillips out there and Mondesi and just let them play and see what they have. They're day by day. They have a great teaching organization. They have a great manager and a great general manager. So, you know, it's just you put kids out there and you find out what you have. They've been through this before. They've been down this exact path before, so they know how it's done.
Richard, we appreciate it. We look forward to your work on MLB.com, and I see you on the MLB Network quite frequently, and it's good to get your insight. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Richard Justice, MLB.com. Winter meeting starts Sunday night. I'll be tuned to that pretty much consistently next week.
It's going to be a fun week.
Enjoyable.
It's almost like the trade deadline coming up.
I enjoy it.
Of course.
Though the Cardinals apparently made their big move, although,
yeah, don't get greedy.
Come on, Bryce.
No.
Back
not
in a moment, happen. We'll talk high school basketball. Southeast basketball coach Joe Mitchell and Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine join us after the break.